好的差异。我要的我很少presence is so mighty here, so heavy, so massive, incontestable. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high. The name that is above every name. The name in whom we live, move, and have our being. Worship, honor him. Whisper that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh Adonai, El Gibor, Gibor Mikama, Olamore Keren Yesha, Diosafi Pita Akabo Adonai Zodi Vikidida Sidi Baho. Lahadi ya kapu wa zano padi ya tisi tupapu waka titisi bina. Dawa biyeti ya kapa watanishu wa pali ya tisi ya kukubada siti ya da hatu. Oishu wa dame ya tileti ya kukukabidi ya tahi yopua nani ya tisi yogua. Adidi ya biyotuzu ya tabi ya kadi ya nimeja loto vika babadi shina na. Ete ya tuzi ya tididi ya mataka. Jehova, nani, shidi, andale, eti pio zuzio, tukapazi, da. Lauka, gande, eti, hineoko, bahazi, ziti, dadi. Leukabi, etini, ezoko, adadi, itimi, nakaka, yoshidu, baba. Lahazi, di, itibi, kututa, pipao, atendida. Lahuda, nahaji, deti, yako, alahave, daidia. Jehova, babadana, nini, zike, da, lahadi, adumiala. Leu jubi tozi zidi gadi lei adami na dadugu dada. Jahali te kukuba hasinita la gaha. Ha 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 jiji oto tabakali didi shidi gagadi di. Le didi jugu kopu duzu zudi jahadi. Leu do ajia. Leo jia badani ya kala hajia. Le jio ja bada la jina duka bedi ya mnodo haji. Le duka ba jau banina zida. Da gida. Leo dushu da babadi shinna kala diya dudu zedi di tapo baya. Leoshidikalada. Tasha ta 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 ta. Thank you, Master. Thank you for divine encounters. Thank you for divine visitations. Thank you for divine turnarounds. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands to the King of Kings. Take your seat 1 minute. Presence of the Lord is heavy here. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name most high, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Subject is the virtue of appreciation. The virtue of appreciation. Understanding the value and the virtue of appreciation. That's our objective. Thanksgiving or appreciation is a virtue. It is proof of good character. The person who knows how to say thank you proves good character, good behavior. The lack of appreciation, on the other hand, is proof of bad character. In this service, I shall look at two things that appreciation proves. One, appreciation is proof of humility. Humility. In Psalm 69, verse 30, he said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Verse 32 says, the humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek the Lord. It is proof of humility. The fact that you know that you are not responsible for the result you see. That's humility. I am not responsible for the result I see. Second, it also shows you saying, I know my limitations. I know my limitations. I am not responsible for the results I see, and I know my limitations as a person. It also says, I am not ready to take the glory that belongs to another. I won't give this glory to myself. I won't give this glory to my effort. I won't give this glory even to my prayer. Thanksgiving is proof of humility. When you come across humble people, they are profusely appreciative. Arrogant people don't know thanksgiving. They are like Nebuchadnezzar. See this Babylon that I built with my hand. They beat their chest. Appreciation is proof of humility. Secondly, appreciation is proof of faithfulness or trustworthiness. Faithful people appreciate. Faithful people say thank you. What is that saying? When you appreciate God, you are saying to Him first that you can be trusted to remain reliable. You can be trusted to remain humble. You can be trusted to remain reliable. You can be trusted with any level of results and it will not enter your head. You are still sane enough to know who did it. You can be trusted. You can be trusted with any level of result and come back with returns to the source. In Luke chapter 17, verse 15, all the way to verse 18. One of the lepers that were cleansed, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There is not one faithful enough to return, to give glory to God except this stranger. He said unto him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. This is the point of the matter. Your act of appreciation is a show of reliability, a show of trustworthiness, a show, a demonstration of faithfulness. Your act of appreciation is a demonstration of humility. It shows pride does not exist near you. It shows you have not arrived at a point where you cannot remember your source. Question that God will ask you this morning is, are you humble? By way in which you thank God or man, are you humble? Are you reliable? Are you trustworthy? Are you faithful? To what extent can God trust you with results and it will not enter your head? There are 4 more things that appreciation show, but I will talk about them in subsequent services. What is the outcome of appreciation? Number 1, experiencing new dimensions of God. When you appreciate God, He shows you His other side, new dimensions of God. You appreciate Him for what you have seen. He will process you into what you haven't seen before. Second, experiencing victory over the enemy. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their appreciation. The word of their testimony is a department, a branch of thanksgiving. By the word of their thanksgiving, your appreciation is a weapon of war. You are beating down the enemy and asking him, where were you when this happened? Third, experiencing perfection of results. Whenever you appreciate God for the results you see, God takes the results to perfection. Because God moves in stages, He takes the results unto perfection. Experiencing the perfection of results. He told the leper, go your way and be whole. Luke 17:19. This morning, somebody will see the other side of God you haven't seen before. Can that amen be louder, please? Somebody will experience another side of God you haven't experienced before. Somebody is about to see victory over the devil like you have never seen before. Somebody is about to see the perfection of the results in your life that you have never seen before. Shout the loudest amen. We're just concluding the 2021 International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference. And we came here to say thank you. Is it worth it? We are thanking God for six things, among other things. Number one, for His help. Ebenezer, hitherto has the Lord helped us. Ebenezer, you preach continuously, and everybody was here throughout, and we saw His help. Number two, for divers. Signs and wonders. Unbelievable encounters. Number three, for the rain of the word. The word rained. Number four, for the preservation of lives. And a distraction-free convention. No story of anybody coming on the road and this or that happened. Or somebody traveling back and this or that happened. People came from 30, 31 countries. Smooth. We can't take that for granted. People crossed the highway free while we are waiting for approval to construct pedestrian bridge across the way. If we have the approval today, construction starts today. Preservation of lives and a distraction-free conference. Fifth, for the weight of His presence. It was feelable. It was palpable. It was tangible. Feelable, palpable, tangible presence of God. The season wasn't dry at all. Sixth, for the transformation of lives. There are those with a vow now not to play with compromise anymore. There are those with the decision to pursue and go and labor, go and labor, go and labor, go and labor in the service of God. Diverse transformations and changes that took place in the lives of the people. And we are here. As we praise God for all this, we shall experience another side of help, another side of signs and wonders, another side of word insight, another dimension of preservation, a heavier weight of presence. As we praise God for this, we crush the head of the devil further in his help. As we praise God for this, we see perfection. We see completion. Is somebody ready here this morning? Stand up on your feet and give him a clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. We're going into 7-8 minutes of aggressive praise. While that praise is on, if you have a pending testimony yet to be shared, our officers will wait for you and encounter during the convention or conference or any other testimony or the expectation you wrote that is already fulfilled. Just go on ahead and let's take those testimonies. God bless you. Can you all be upstanding, not seated? Upstanding, 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 upstanding. 8 minutes of praise. Aggressive, excited, explosive, intensive, explorative, escalative praise to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's go.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He is taking away my sorrow.
Just 1 minute. Lift up your hands. Place the list of our appreciation on the screen and let's just say it verbally first. Say, Father, thank you for your help throughout the conference. Thank you for diverse signs and wonders. Thank you, Lord, for the reign of your word, for the preservation of lives and a distraction-free conference. Thank you for the weight of your presence, the transformation of lives. To you alone be all the praise in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank him. Mahashata kata kalabara. Leperata sata la bada 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 zata la bada 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 zakoko bada 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 zatora bada 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 hasha rata kasa kata kala la bada 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 zata la bada 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 hasha. Blessed be your name, honor to your name, adoration to your name, glory to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, give him the praise and let's go.
Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my sorrow now.
Hallelujah,
oh,
hallelujah, oh,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
is the sound of Everybody,
For the side of God you haven't seen before. Get set for the defeat of the enemy like you have never experienced before. Get set for perfection in your results. Give him a big clap as you take your seat.
Hallelujah. Please, let's have the following for their testimonies. Abraham Prosper, Brachuka Solomon, and Brother Vincent Joshua from Jalingo. Abraham Prosper, Brachuka Solomon, and Vincent Joshua from Jalingo. Please confirm your name and tell the church what God has done for you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Abraham Prosper. I attended the last concluded International Ministers Conference. On Friday, I got home after the American service. I met my 3-year-old son lying down, almost lifeless. My wife said that the boy had been vomiting since morning 6 times without eating nothing. He took water, he will vomit. Before then, I used to see God's servant in dreams since 2010. I thought it's a normal thing. But when that thing happened, I anointed the boy. I said, no, I just come from where fire is burning. This cannot happen. After the anointing, the boy, a bit better, he slept off. We continue. In fact, my wife left me. She went out because she can't look at me and the boy. She would leave the house. Later in the night, I was planning to come to all night. By 10:30, the boy woke up. He started to shout my tummy, daddy. I begin to pray. My wife woke up, she picked her phone. She just connected to the online service that's going on from this place. And the boy just breathed down, and he took little tea, and he slept off. When he woke up 6 a.m. in the morning, he's like stone. No sign of any weakness in his body. That's not the testimony. What happened, my wife said, that she woke up in a revelation that she, in that revelation, the boy grew worse, that we rushed him to hospital. And the place we went to call hospital is this church. So for that, I know that this place is not only a church, but a heavenly hospital.
That the situation of the boy got worse in her encounter in the dream. And they took the boy to the hospital. And guess where the hospital was? Here. And then the hospital... and the affliction was arrested. Is this not a hospital? Superior to any surgeries take place here. Operations take place here. Deliverances take place here. And everyone who cares, and everyone without paying a dime, and everyone who came in here today with any affliction in your body, the surgeon general of the universe will deal with that affliction and release you in freedom. Give the Lord the praise. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. Brachuka Solomon. He said he had had this situation on the right leg, rheumatism on the right leg for 3 good years.
Leg or knee? The whole leg.
The whole leg. And also, he had an accident some years ago, 30 years ago, had an accident. He has been experiencing pain on that right leg for 30 years. The word came during the worship word and wonders night that God was addressing bone situations.
That's right.
At the release of that word, power landed on him. All the pains took off. He said, now he can jump.
I can jog now. I can do anything.
You can jog now.
See me now.
Nobody can try you now.
Yes. Before I was doing walking in style, then now I can.
You are walking in style?
Yes.
Like her?
I just walk in style.
Okay, he does walking exercise, but now he can run now.
Yes,
give the
run.
Lord a big clap. 30 years of affliction blasted out by the power of God. Congratulations, sir.
It's over.
Brother Vincent.
He's actually brother, running.
Abra came all the way from Jalingo. He said 7 years ago. Let's check out the results. 7 years ago, he
cameraman,
had...
Cameraman, you have a way of missing moments. The man is running all the way back to his seat. And there was none of us sensible enough to pick that. He said he couldn't walk. He is now running. And he's actually running. Yes, go ahead.
He came all the way from Jalingo. He said 7 years ago, he had a psychiatric condition, which led to his admission in the hospital. Now, he had been following up Dunamis TV from Jalingo. When he was discharged from the hospital, got back home, after following Dunamis TV, that psychiatric condition for 7 solid years was arrested. And now he has come to return all the glory
he's
to God.
He's shaking his head.
God said I should lift up my hands and share the testimony myself. That's what he said. He said, God healed me of witchcraft-induced madness. I've been serving
more than... Witchcraft-induced madness.
Yes, more than 7 years I've been running mad the street. All psychiatric hospital, no solution. But when through this Dynamics TV, you said you cannot be mad. You cannot be confused. You have a divine destiny to rule as a king. God delivered me from... Then the second one now, God delivered me from the kidnappers when you declared that 10 billion terrorists or kidnappers cannot kill or break you because God lives inside of you. You say, I should tour the road and come to Abuja. Then, I not tour the road.
He said he got an instruction to come here to testify.
On so Dynamic Television, come over here. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. He had things on television that changed his story. Free in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Never miss such a moment next time. The roving camera. Lift your right hand and appreciate the King of Kings. You have more. All right. Go ahead.
Pastor Awa from Cameroon. Make it fast to the altar. Back for Jesus, please. Brother Nuhu Israel from Kogi State. Make it fast to the altar. Mr. and Mrs. Okoye. Keep clapping for Jesus as they come forward. And Sister Joyce Simon. Hallelujah. Pastor Awa from Cameroon wants to give God praise for the awesome visitation he had had since he came for this conference. He said, during the worship and wonders night, he had a call from his place. So there's this particular contract he has been trusting God for. And it looks as if there was no response from there. Said in the course of that vigil, calls kept coming. So he decided to go pick the call and responded to them. And they said, come, the contract has been awarded to you. Come and start work with immediate effect. And he said to give God praise. And secondly, a particular woman also promised him another contract. He is a contractor by profession. So the woman also put a call across to him to say, come for the contract. And he said, no, I'm in Nigeria for a conference. He said, okay, even if you can't come, send your workers to come and start the work on your behalf. So he's not taking that for granted. He said,
and
to thank God.
From where is he?
From Cameroon.
And the contract is happening in Cameroon right now while
yes,
you are here.
Yes, sir.
You see, when you stand for God, he stands by you.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? There are those who are laboring, can't go to church because of business, can't serve God because of money. And now money is serving him as he came here. Even if you are not around in the country, send your workers to come and pick the contract. God is too faithful to fail. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, the devil notwithstanding. God is adding something to you this morning. Congratulations, and return back to Cameroon with fresh fire. In Jesus' name.
Brother Nuhu said he wants to thank God for the dramatic turnaround in his own life.
And brother, don't forget to be faithful to God. Come forward. God lifts people up, and many times they go back down. Just go up and remain up. Lift your hands. Faithfulness, givings, sacrifices, tithings, and all that intact. And then you maintain your stay up. Go ahead.
Brother Nuhu said, serving Jesus is very sweet. It's actually from the other religion. He said, since the time he gave his life to Christ, life has turned around. He said, prior to now, immediately he responded to Christ. He said, his family, nobody liked him. They said, oh, you have backslided, you have gone to the other side. Hatred everywhere. He said, all of a sudden, when he started fellowshipping here, the family started loving him. They said, serve your God as much as you can. We are no longer against you. And he said to give God praise for
give
that
the Lord
freedom.
Praise. He's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to know that thou art with me. Will be with me. Till the end. Jesus, Jesus. How I trust him. How I prove him. All and all, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, of our grace, who trust him more.
Mrs. Chinasa and the husband, come to this side. Yes, sir. Mrs. Chinasa said she has been trusting God for an encounter. That people do come to testify that they had an encounter, but for her, she has never had it. So she said in the course of this conference, an encounter came. And the first encounter she had was that she saw a woman, an encounter, cleaning the faces of people. People were crying, she came to clean their faces. And she's not taking that for granted, she wanted to appreciate God. And secondly, she saw an angel on the altar, very tall and giant. So she's very happy that God is beginning to show her things too.
That's right.
So she wants to give God praise for
give the Lord a big clap of hands.
It is permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen. And that is the husband. The husband said he had an encounter where he saw God using the face of his servant here, came and handed over to him a golden box.
The face of who?
The face of the senior pastor.
Okay, you are pointing that way.
Okay.
So. I was wondering where the... I thought it was the angel on the altar. You know?
The face of the senior pastor.
Yes.
Gave him a golden box containing foreign currencies.
Wow.
So he knows that life has changed and money has come.
Wow.
They came all the way from Lagos.
Oh, from Lagos?
From Lagos.
When the gold comes, please remember your wife. And remember God and the church. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You are pastoring or where are you? Okay. Okay. Step over here. They are workers at the Dunamis Festac branch. Festac town. May you be a part of the construction of the church in Festac. Power of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Joyce Simon. She said she had an encounter where she saw the face of the senior pastor coming to remove black substances. There are four in numbers from her tongue. And he told her that the reason why your voice has not been heard is because of those things on your tongue. So she wants to appreciate God, because she said immediately after that encounter, she started praying like she never prayed before. The fire increased. And she said to give God praise for loosening her tongue in prayer.
Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your right hand, everybody, and just appreciate Him.
Any other name above all names, love the earth, I had to see
up your right hand. We are in an endless harvest season. The major statement of the conference, central message, is that revival time is labor time. I said it. Bishop Abioye came and oversaid it. Labor is going to continue for us till Jesus comes. From now, go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Aggressive, restless evangelism. The home church-based evangelism that we did the other Saturday will continue for every Saturday, at least for now, till the 25th anniversary in November, every single Saturday. A neighborhood invasion every morning for the next 3 months. It is labor time. Home church leaders and everyone, bear that in mind. And then, offices, streets, marketplaces, shopping complexes, handbills will be available. Other modalities of outreach shall be communicated. But we are going to be restless. We are trusting the Lord that for November convention, this sanctuary shall be filled the way it is filled during night vigil. During night vigil. Every single day of the conference. Every single day of the conference. And I believe that is a new season. How many of you are excited? I prophesy upon you labor. Fresh grace to labor. Fresh grace to labor. We are going to design a cloth that will have this building on it. That you will just, you don't need to talk too much. Have you been to this place before? Somebody is already excited. You are picturing what I'm saying. You are picturing what I'm saying. The golden room, the building, the structure. Just walk through the street and the shopping mall. Just asking a question. Have you been here before? Where have you been? And then with the handbills, with the trash, with the flyers, with the everything. The Bible says, compel them to come. It will be fanciful. You will like it. Those who will see it will like it. Those who will see it will also want to pick it. They want it. We also pray on it and trust God for it to be a mantle. Handkerchiefs and aprons that left the body of Paul the Apostle cast out devils. I believe that this will be a prophetic mantle as well that will destroy it. If on this ground cancers die, deaf ears open, barren wombs open, then the mantle of this ground will produce very drastic results. Shout the loudest amen. I don't think it should take time, and I don't think that it should be beyond coming Sunday. That should be available, and then we restlessly hit the road running. The kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of our God. If we don't reach them, the devil will reach them. If we don't reach them, the cultists will reach them. If we don't reach them, false altars will reach them. If we don't reach them, the powers of hell will reach them. And we are not going to leave them for hell. We are going to reach them by force. We are going to reach them by force. We are going to reach them by force. Shout the loudest, amen. Is anybody excited here at all? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So ensure that you are part of the Dunamis Home Church so you can be a part and parcel of the invasion happening in the neighborhood. Everyone who is already a member of the Dunamis Home Church, can you lift up your hands? Let's see you. That's right. We have almost everyone here in member. If you are not yet a member of the home cell, that is house fellowship, home cell, you are not yet a member, you don't belong anywhere, you need to belong somewhere so you can be a part of this aggressive revival move of God. Lift up your hands, let them give you the slip. That is if you are not a part of the home cell yet. Lift up your hands, they will give you the home cell slip, and that will get your name, get your detail, house address, so that you can be placed in a house that is near you. And if there is no house near you, we can open one for you for your sake. And you can also make your house available. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. That's right. And so and that's that. And if you are, now lift your hands if you haven't received it yet. And also, if you are going to give your house as a home cell location. How many hosts are here? Let me see your hand. All right, everybody who is a host and everybody who is a member of the home cell, lift your hands all together. I prophesy upon everyone here the blessing that goes on with being a member of the home cell. That blessing is on you right now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Drop your hand. Now, those who want to make their homes available as a home cell location, can I see your hand up? Lift it high up. Yes, that's right. Hands are lifted up. Please give them the forms very fast. I declare today, as your home has become a home cell location, it has become a branch of Dunamis Church, and the unction at work on this altar shall begin to work on your houses, shall begin to work in your homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare a new day and a new season for you in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout a believer's amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. God bless you. Very, very quickly. This month is so exciting. September 1st is Wednesday. That's midweek service. It's the very first day, and it's going to be the communion of escape oil of preservation for the month of September. You come with your bottles of oils, communion points of contact for a seal of preservation throughout the month. How did this start? After we saw some satanic overtime many, 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 many years ago, the Lord told me, he said, place a seal of preservation on the lives of the people at the beginning of each month. unnecessary disaster, unnecessary going on the road, somebody had accident, unnecessary distractions, let it. And that was a seal. And from then till now, God has proved himself faithful. Somebody told me, he said he doesn't ever miss the preservation service. He has had preservations from disasters many times because of the seal that is placed. So ensure that you are part of that. Invite your friends and your loved ones. And of course, coming Sunday, we are in the church for the blessing Sunday of the month of September. And then on Saturday, we are in the morning out in the neighborhood, evangelizing ruggedly. And then in the evening, of course, we are back at the home church. The Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Inquiries are on the screen if you want to be a full member of the home church. Please pick up the message series that we had in the conference. And God bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Two more things, and that we are true. You are here. You need to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and jump up on your feet and rush to the frontier. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want to be saved. You want your sins forgiven. Pastor, I am a sinner. I need forgiveness. That is what I'm talking about. Stand up on your feet quickly and step forward here and let me pray for you. I'll give you the count of seven quickly. One. Everybody sing, I live for Jesus. Day after day, I live for Jesus. Let God work me, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Everybody sing, I live for Jesus. Day after day. The Holy Spirit. Also, if you are here, you are bound by a lifestyle you don't like: alcoholism, tobacco smoking, Indian hemp, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, gambling, betting, unforgiveness, bitterness, and every negative lifestyle you don't like, and you want to be free from it, pick up your Bibles and your bags and step forward quickly. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward quickly. I'll give you another count of seven and quickly rush forward. One.
I will never stop my journey halfway until.
Two.
Until I reach my home. Until I reach.
Three.
Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never stop my journey. Halfway until. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home.
I will never stop my journey
halfway.
Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person, Lord. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken of your life. Fresh grace, fresh help, fresh mercy to live for God is released upon you, I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen.